Welcome to Season 3 of the Peace Signs Podcast, stories of peace, justice, and faith from Penn State University. Brought to you, as always, by Third Way Collective. We're in D.C. this week for spring break with our friends from Lutheran Campus Ministry, Wesley Penn State, and Westminster Presbyterian Fellowship. These are the stories of the students and leaders who are experiencing this trip.
Emma and Woodruff, we went to the ELCA advocacy office and learned about the different parts of advocacy work, what that office specifically does, who they partner with, and then we actually prepared what we wanted to talk about with our senators. Of course, we didn't actually get to see our senators. They're very busy, but we got to talk to their legislative assistants. And it was quite the experience. I was very starstruck walking into, like, the senatorial offices, especially since the first one we walked into was, like, all marble and gilded and beautiful. And, you know, it looked kind of like what it looks like when, you know, they post pictures of all of this congressional stuff. Very aesthetically pleasing. But it was a little disappointing to then go into a conversation with Pat Toomey's legislative assistant and have him continuously try to divert what we were saying. So we would say, you know, we know that Pat Toomey has said this, and we know that he said this. And unless we were incredibly specific to the letter, he would say something along the lines of, oh, that's not an issue, or oh, that didn't happen, or try to, like, swerve around it. And that was very frustrating, because it felt like we were not being heard. And then going to Senator Bob Casey's office, we actually went into a different senatorial building. And it was, you know, it was also very good. It felt a lot more genuine, I think. It felt a lot more conversational and real. But I think that I also appreciated Pat Toomey's office's professionalism as well. So I enjoyed both of those aspects from both of our senators. But I still can't help feeling a little bit like, sure, I had my voice heard, but it's not going to do anything, you know? So it was nice to learn how all of this works and then experience it in a way that I hadn't before. And I think that is very valuable for me personally. And certainly, you know, it was valuable to be face-to-face with these people and have that kind of genuine interaction. But at the end of the day, I don't think what I said is going to matter. And I can't shake that. I can't lie to myself about that, and that's very disheartening. But I think that overall, the experience was still very useful and important, just because it was such a hands-on learning experience for me, and has definitely helped inform me and how I plan to do my own advocacy work in the future. Other than that, we had a really great wrap-up session talking about what we're going to do outside of here. My personal plan is I really want to reach out to Jenny Lynn at Hearts for Homeless. I really want to learn more about the work that's done there, and I want to actually start to volunteer there because it's something that I've thought about for a long time, and, you know, I kind of want to just be like, hey, what do you guys need? And I'll try to do what I can that fits inside of there. So it was very nice to have that empowering kind of energy-giving session after feeling kind of defeated at the Senate for what to do next.
I'm Ben Weidman. Yesterday we were on Capitol Hill lobbying our two Pennsylvania state senators. And it was really meaningful for me to be a part of that experience, even more so after a week looking at many different issues here in Washington, D.C. We were able to take the experiences that we'd had, connect them to the places that we're from, and offer our voice to our representatives, or at least their aides, as we spoke to them in their offices. It was a good reminder to speak up and to offer reflections to the people who are supposed to be representing us at the national level?
So I'm Casey Cook, and honestly, this is probably one of my favorite days. I've been to Capitol Hill before, and getting to go again was really awesome. So we got to see Senator Toomey and Senator Casey, and we got to discuss lack of affordable housing, homelessness, immigration, a couple of other things too. It's not that I'd say our conversations probably could have been more productive, but I think the experience in itself was valuable mainly because we proved that, like, college students can come to Capitol Hill and talk to representatives and make a difference. And so I think it was important for us to be able to do that. And now we can go and tell other people that we did that. And so it'll hopefully encourage others to follow in our steps.
Hi, my name is David. And just yesterday, we got to travel to Capitol Hill to meet with legislative assistants for Senators Casey and Toomey, who are Pennsylvania senators. And that was an interesting experience because we actually had an opportunity to advocate for issues that we had been learning about this week that were important both in Pennsylvania and also that we had had some experience with here in Washington, D.C. And I think I'm someone that likes to be really prepared when I go into things, so I was a bit thrown off guard with the amount of preparation we could do. But I think looking back, the goal of the experience was really to just get a taste of what advocacy like that is like. I think the amount of progress we could really do in one meeting isn't a lot, but after this experience, I'm feeling encouraged that this is something I want to do no matter what my main career is in life. And so as someone that's interested in education, in particular math education, there may be advocacy that I can do where I can share personal experiences and anecdotes from the classroom in the future with representatives and legislative assistants. And so maybe I'll have experiences working with students from a variety of backgrounds, students that might need support to get the food or the books that they need for school. And those stories are often what helps people change their mind or open their minds to new perspectives and viewpoints. And so I think that this is something I'm definitely going to be involved with in the future. And it would have been nice to kind of dig a little deeper here, but, you know, it's a learning experience. And also I'm kind of encouraged at how so many young people are getting involved in this process. I think that a lot of times we think that politics and policy is some abstract thing that we have very little influence over. But there have been, senators that have changed their minds on votes after hearing feedback from their constituents, feedback from potential voters, whether it's through fax, email, phone calls, and especially from in-person visits. And I have friends that are, 18, 19, 20, who are getting involved in this process, who are excited about possibility for change, and who, despite current political climate, are holding on to hope and taking those emotions like anger, fear, frustration, and trying to channel it into something productive. And I think that gives me hope as someone who wants to fight for justice here in the United States.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.